Hi, this is a dictation for Michelle Spruce, MichelleSpruce. The date of birth is 8-9-51, date of accident 2-20-2021, and date of service is 5-18-2022. Michelle Spruce is a victim of an automobile accident, and she is here for a follow-up evaluation. She reports the following. Patient initially was involved in an automobile accident on 2-20-2021, where she hit an ice patch and her car lost the control and the car spun a couple times and hit the median. No other car was involved. The result of this impact caused her to have a headache without any symptoms of TBI. But she started having pain in the right side of the neck, lower back, and the left shoulder, with some cramp in the left leg, and headaches were present. They were all around 8 to begin with, and there was difficult time lifting this left shoulder beyond 140 degrees. Pain level was usually around 8. Considered treatment followed through since January, when she was seen January 7, 2022, and the patient has been continuing various treatment from podiatry to medications to donut pillow, and she has had 2 sets of injections which were given to her left shoulder at the acromion and shoulder joint injection. The patient did have an MRI of the left shoulder, which shows full thickness tear of the supraspinatus tendon with moderate fatty atrophy of corresponding muscles, tendinitis of the subscapularis tendon. Mild to moderate fluid is seen within the subacromial subdeltoid bursa. AC joint shows mild fibrosis capsular hypertrophy. Mild shoulder joint effusion is seen and irregular cartilage loss in the shoulder joint, grade 4. And also complex tear of the entire superior, anterior, superior, posterior, superior labrum are seen. In addition, patient had no MRI done for the lumbar and cervical spine. The X-ray showed a suspicious calcaneum fracture, for which she is seeing a chiropractor. She was not able to be still in the MRI, so I have again insisted her to do the MRI at this time, and she has been provided with the referral for MRI along with medication for her anxiety and pain for a limited supply, 2 tablets for narcos, 2 tablets of Valium, 5 milligrams. The pain she reports is headaches are around 5. The pain in the neck is around 7. Lower back pain is 7. However, pain in the left shoulder is around 7 and left knee is also 7. She has a moderate difficulty walking on the road, but at this time she reports no pain in the ankle. Overall pain level varies from 4 to 7. Effect on the ADS are around 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient does report 30% improvement in the symptoms in the time of accident. In the ADS, patient reports only work and relationship with people and sleep are affected 6. Enjoyment of life is affected 7. The rest of the ADS are not affected. And